Welcome to the Ask Drone You podcast, where it's all about answering your drone questions today so you can fly better, safer, and even get paid tomorrow. And now, your hosts. One is a man of few hairs, and the other likes to be called Rob Burdick and Paul Lincoln.
Hey everyone, happy Thanksgiving and welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob, and you're listening to episode number 220. And on this day, Thanksgiving Day, we are particularly thankful that you are choosing to spend a few minutes of your day with us.
We definitely appreciate it. I'm sure that the nice, fresh smell of cooking and garlic and pumpkin and turkey is all in the air.
And green chili stew.
Well, that's in New Mexico.
Yes, it is.
That's one of those things that I don't think a lot of people can really kind of relate to. But I have to say, when I moved from D.C. to New Mexico, I didn't appreciate green chili. It kind of had to grow on me. But now, oh my God,
now the
green
chili. Like mold.
I know. The green chili stew, the green chili and mashed potatoes. You could put green chili in anything, and I'd be like all over it.
Oh, yeah. And red chili, too, frankly. I mean, most of you probably won't know, but in New Mexico, just about anywhere you go to eat, or many places that you go to eat, they ask you red or green.
Well, Rob, Christmas does happen all year long here in New Mexico.
That's exactly right. That was my point. Most of the time, the answer is Christmas. You got to get both. It's just too hard to choose.
And if you guys haven't experienced the taste of New Mexico, we've actually very recently, even in Forbes and a few other magazines, we have some of the best cultural food in the country here in New Mexico, just because it's so different, which in a time where we're getting more and more corporate and more and more corporate restaurants and less mom and pop stuff, I really appreciate the kind of differences and the alternatives. It's really a lot of fun to experience those things. And if you're coming to the Spaceport Drone Summit, March 11th through 13th, you'll have an opportunity to have a green chili cheeseburger or try a breakfast burrito with green chili. I feel like we're just talking about food because it's Thanksgiving.
Hey, it's Thanksgiving, and I tell you what, if you want to come out, we will take you to the places where you can get the best New Mexican food.
Yes.
/ Mexican food. There is a difference, by the way.
There is a huge difference. It's not Mexican. It's New Mexican.
It's New Mexican.
Because if you cross the border to, what's the name of that city?
Juarez?
Juarez. Mm-hmm. The food is very different. It's very, very different.
It is,
It's a lot more bland. Mm-hmm. Lots more of the white kind of mozzarella cheese instead of the mixed habanero cheese.
Just a lot of beans.
Lots
tortillas,
of beans.
Which is phenomenal, too, by the way.
Yeah.
I think.
It's phenomenal if your wife loves smelling your farts, too.
So, based on that if, it's probably not phenomenal. But no,
we're not so big on the beans here in New Mexico. So, the other thing that could be going through your mind is, how big of a turkey could I be flying on my drone today?
Oh.
Well, I want to, I actually looked up some research last night before this episode, because I knew, okay, how can we tie in Thanksgiving and drones? Well, recently there was research done on how drones would affect an airliner if a drone hit an airliner. So they took the average weight of like an Inspire 1,
okay,
similar to, I think it was like a 3 or 4 pound turkey.
Okay.
Do you know what happens to a plane with a 4 pound turkey going through the engine?
Through the engine?
Mm-hmm.
It probably knocks out the engine.
It completely destroys the engine. But here's the kicker. Here's why drones are a big issue hitting planes. The FAA mandated that those motors, the turbine motors, have a thick steel wall around them so that none of the blades could ever shoot out of the motor and hit someone in the cabin of the aircraft. That's like one of the big safety things, one of the big safety concerns with motors are the blades coming out of the turbine motor and then hitting someone.
Makes a lot of sense. I mean, that's just a flying blade at that point.
So the problem with drones is if the battery were to get sucked into the blades and get so hot to melt the blade through that wall, that's what they're really worried about with a drone hitting a plane.
All kinds of things can go wrong.
So we went from drone to turkey being used in place of a drone in an airline engine to test how the damage would be, and it was catastrophic.
Yeah. Awful. Yeah.
I'm so. Sure we all probably knew that, but I'm just throwing that yeah, out there at the day.
Went a little bit deeper.
Yes, yes. A little bit deeper. Yes. So we will be flying a turkey today ourselves, Rob.
And where will people see that? Are we going to put that on Instagram?
Oh, we're going to put it everywhere.
Put it, of course. Our social media guru. What a stupid question by the old guy.
By the way, if you haven't checked out our Instagram, go to Instagram.com/thedroneu. Our Instagram name is @thedroneu. We would love to showcase your photos. We've been showcasing a lot of photos from our members, from our friends, and it seems to be getting a lot of attention. Our following has been growing substantially.
It is, and I've been superbly impressed with the photos that people are sending in. There's some really cool stuff. So keep sending that stuff in.
Yeah. So
how do people do that,
so
by the way?
So the way that people do that is when you post a picture, right below the caption, it'll say tag people. And you want to tag and search, just type in the drone you and tag us. I always try to tag people on the side of my photo.
Okay.
Because if you tap the photo once, you'll see all the tags. And if you tap it again, they go away.
Okay.
But sometimes the tags get in the way of the photo.
Right.
So that's why I kind of tag around the edges. But
cool.
Yeah, tag us. And we would love, love, love to share your photo with the world. You know, I was impressed the other day. One of our photos with the Inspire one where it looks like it's carrying one of my surfer friends.
Yeah.
658 likes.
That's sweet.
That's a lot of likes.
Yeah. And if you're, frankly, if you're trying to maybe grow your reach, we want to help you with that.
No, totally. You know, that's part of the business. And we're going to be going over a lot of that in the business mastery courses this winter. Very excited about that.
Absolutely. So do we actually have a question today?
You know, I don't think we have a question for today other than how heavy of a turkey can I fly in my Inspire 1?
So is that is the question.
I think that's the question.
So are we going to like go up in increments of 1 pound or 10 pounds?
Well, I think if you take off the X3 camera or you take off the X5 camera and mm-hmm. just fly it without the camera, I think we're going to be able to carry a solid 3 pounds. That's cool. My guess, but I'm going to knock over 2.5 pounds.
Interesting.
But if you have like an Inspire 1, you could, or not an Inspire 1, S1000, you could probably carry 7 pounds, no problem, without your gimbal, without the camera.
So make sure and take, if you're going to go try this experiment, make sure you take those things off.
Yeah.
Is that the moral of the story?
Well, I wanted to get Tiz down here from Taos and then have him take his camera and gimbal off the Inspire 1, mm-hmm. or not off the Inspire 1, off of his S1000. And then what I wanted to do was get... you know, one of those turkey fryers, the deep fryers. That's my favorite way to have turkey.
Oh, that is
so
good.
So good.
Juicy.
Mm. Oh, gosh. Anyway, and have him pick up the turkey and take it 10 feet and put it inside of the turkey fryer.
Like sort of a competition?
Well, I mean, if we had multiple S1000s, but we don't. I just think it would be really cool to be like, honey, it's time to put the turkey in the fryer. Okay.
That would definitely be a unique way of putting the turkey in the fryer. So I have a question on this theme of food. I think there's a theme of food going on here.
Uh-huh.
What was the big thing back where you're from in Virginia or the DC area for Turkey Day? Anything different? Like it's green. A lot of people will literally have like enchiladas, green chili around here. Those kinds of things. Anything different back there?
It's super traditional.
Is it?
Yeah. Very. At least it was for me. You know, it was for me. December is always ham time and November is always turkey time. So,
cool.
Yeah, I mean, we were very, very, very traditional. Go
ahead.
The way that we would do Thanksgiving, though, is we would have everyone over like at 4 or 5
mm-hmm.
and kind of just like mingle and whatever and then eat like at 6. But it seems like out on the West Coast, people eat earlier.
Yeah, definitely. Like somewhere between 1 and 3 is probably the norm.
Yeah. And sometimes and I don't like that. I'm not a fan of that at all.
How come? Because then you can eat again at 6 and 7.
I know, but why blow your load on one?
I don't see it as blowing your load. I see it as easing in.
My kind of game plan is, you know, I go in there and I eat what I want and maybe go back for seconds and then I hit the hay.
Yeah. So that's fine. You're just hitting the hay at 4:30.
Yeah, no way. Well, 4:30 is okay with me. 1 o'clock. That's like, gosh, I'd have to take multiple sleeping pills to like stay asleep.
Not if you eat enough.
That's true. Depending on what you eat too.
It's just all about strategy, Paul.
And what about you, Rob? What's the game plan for the Burdick family?
You know, it's not unlike what you said. Family coming in. We're gonna hang out. We're gonna not do a lot. Probably play a little football out in the yard.
Ooh, I'm jealous of that.
Get active. Actually, probably go for a run in the morning. You want
to
join me?
I'm going to go to the gym, I think, this afternoon. I'm going to take off a little early and hit the gym because the cops still want me to film something for them. So I'm gonna go help them out with that later afternoon. But the wind may, you know,
supposed
come
to pick
in.
Up.
Yeah, you know, and for you guys who are living in the mountain region, the Mountain West, do be careful this Thanksgiving. There is a weather warning out there for you if you're traveling between Denver and Dallas. Big snow coming into the Front Range. Big snow coming in northern New Mexico. I think Kansas, Iowa, Texas. So
yeah, we've been enjoying some beautiful weather, including this morning, but it's about to change.
Gosh, it's going to be 62 degrees today, and then tomorrow it's going to be like 35.
Wow.
That's New Mexico, though. That is totally New Mexico. And even my mom says, I can't deal with the weather out there. It's cold in the morning, and you have to wear all these layers and then take them all off. And it's
love the weather in New Mexico.
I love that. The fact that it's still not 30
degrees. We get the seasons.
Yeah.
Probably if I had to pick a worst time, boy, we're all over the place on this podcast, but if I had to pick the worst time of year, it's got to be that really, really windy part of spring.
I was just going to say that.
That's it.
Which, you know, they moved the dates on us for the Spaceport game, so I hope that, you know, we come in right before the wind.
I hope so. Yeah, I think we'll be all right.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening in today. As you know, it's Thanksgiving, and we wanted to take a time just to say thank you, and that we're very grateful for you. So thank you very much. Keep sharing it. Keep sharing that podcast. Keep leaving those reviews and let us know. We've got those t-shirts going out. We need to get those addresses in, right, Rob?
Yeah, and that's on me, guys. I will reach out to you soon.
Cool.
Well, because those three have been identified.
And by the way, I'm going to start posting those selfies tomorrow.
Cool.
So, yeah, very excited about that.
Yeah, guys, so talk a little bit about that in case someone's not aware.
So, and the reason I haven't posted selfies yet, if anyone wants to know the honest truth, my phone is completely full.
Oh.
Data.
Whoops.
Paul needs
a new phone.
I normally have to empty out my phone weekly.
Oh, is that right? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I normally have like 5-6 gigs in messages and then like 3 or 4 gigs in photos and video. So
and like 17,000 emails and...
Hold on, let me see how many emails I have right now. Hold on.
Paul's never heard of a delete button.
Hold on.
In his email, anyways.
You were close. I'm not that high, though. I'm at 14,142 unread emails.
Unread? Oh, my word. So, if you're still waiting to hear from Paul,
wait.
Don't hold your breath.
I have 173 missed calls from this week.
Jeez.
It's
so
hard,
actually,
Rob. It's so
actually
hard.
Getting Paul on the phone is like Sasquatch sighting. Those are the odds.
Well, this poor lady was trying to do a story on us for the Santa Fe Film Festival, and I was just like, "Lady, I'm sorry, we're just filming. I don't have time for you." Yeah. But and that's a sad thing to say. I'm not trying to be rude, but you know, priorities.
It's about priorities. That's what it's
about. And one thing I have to say to our listeners out there, one thing that has taken me the longest time to learn. Is if in business you do what's called a SWOT analysis. And Rob, what's a SWOT analysis?
Strengths,
mm-hmm.
weaknesses,
mm-hmm.
opportunities, threats.
Exactly.
Yeah, so there you go.
Okay, so the thing that has taken me a long time to learn is that opportunities are normally your biggest threats.
Yeah.
Simply because the amount of time that they take up and take away from your number one priorities.
One of the things that I really enjoy doing, this is going to make me sound very nerdy, but I don't care, is reading business magazines like Inc. Magazine, Fast Company, that kind of stuff. I love those magazines.
I don't think you're nerdy at all. I like to do that too.
Yeah, so it's cool. And anyways, one of the themes that doesn't seem to go away in those magazines is you've got to learn to say no.
Yep.
That's so important when you're running a business.
Yeah, so if you've seen that Yes Man video with Jim Carrey, don't listen to that. Don't do it.
No.
Don't be a yes man. Be a no man. No, I'm kidding.
Be a maybe man?
Be
a yes in the right circumstances,
be
man.
Be a yes man. Anyway, guys, we greatly appreciate your support. We appreciate the support from our sponsors. Thank you to Go Professional Cases. And if you need a case, use the promo code DRONEU15 to save 10% on those cases. Remember, Black Friday is here, and we're going to be releasing something ourselves, Rob.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
How did you not know that when that's what we've been working on for the last month and a half?
Oh, that's what you're talking about. I thought you were... Okay.
I'm like, what are you talking about, Rob?
It's like I
went so hard.
It's like I just stabbed him.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
Yeah, I do feel...
Anyways.
Well, I feel stabbed.
We are incredibly thankful for all of you that listen.
You know what? We're incredibly thankful for everyone who chimes in our Drone U community, who asks questions and who answers questions. I'm thankful for the leaders in our community. Vic Moss, I'm really thankful for you. Greg Gunya, thankful for you. Trace, thankful for you. There's a lot of guys out there. Doug Lafarge, awesome dude, thankful for you. Sean Murphy, Denver, Colorado, thankful for you. I know I don't talk to you very much, but you're still an awesome person. Let's see, Dave Moyer. Friends at who all own drone stores, Justin Woodcock, Drone Store Nevada, Bobby Allen from Drones Plus, Anthony Cools, you're a G, we all know it. I mean, every time I call him, I say, hey man, what are you doing? Living the dream. You know what, Anthony? I totally believe that. Yeah. I 100% believe you right now.
Good for him. That's awesome. Can't forget Tim.
I am definitely thankful for Tim.
He's the unsung hero in the
he
background.
He really is. He's the guy you guys never hear from, and he works probably the hardest here.
Yep.
That's for sure.
Yep.
I wish I could be bald. I mean, hold on.
Oh, we can arrange that.
No. Anyway.
That's easy.
Who else are we thankful for? Thankful for our sponsors. Thankful for Sony cameras. Thankful for GoPro. Thankful for 3DR. Thankful for...
Thankful for this country, the freedoms that we have, that we get to do this that we're doing. Yes. It's amazing.
Yes. Stay educated, my friends. I saw some things on Facebook today that really disturbed me. Oh, some history's being rewritten with the whole Columbus Day thing. And
yeah, that's...
That's sad. Anyway. Yeah.
That's a soapbox we save for another day.
Yeah, but we're thankful for free speech. We're thankful for the drones we get to fly and the freedom and the airspace that we get to enjoy. And we're thankful for... all who tried to make it safe.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Keyword is, well, I guess not try, but do make it
those
safe.
Those that have, yeah, sacrificed yes. in one form or another.
Yep. Anyway, guys, that's going to do it for us today. Thank you so much for listening in on this beautiful Thanksgiving day. Hope you enjoy it with your family, and we enjoy the time that you have spent with us. So thank you very much. That's it. That's it. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
Thank you so much. And happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks for listening to the Ask Drone U podcast. Submit your questions at www.askdroneu.com.